Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Lamed Ches in the Hoiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, beginning of Halacha Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Baal Keri Meharer Biliboy Ve'ino Mevorech Lo Lefaneo Ve'lo Yilacharel. One who saw a Keri, he can be Meharer in his heart the Brochas, as the Gemara is going to explain, but he will not actually say the Brocha before and after. V'alamozoin, Birkas Amozoin, Mivorech Lacharel. He does do Birkas Amozoin, Ve'inu Mivorech Lefoneo, he doesn't do Brocha Rishoino, the Brocha Lamoitzi. Habido Aimer, Mivorech Lefneim V'Lacharen, you could do the Brocha before and after. As the Charedim points out in the name of Rabbi Yoino, the Yerushalmi holds that anything there arises, so Balakari could do, according to everybody. So Kriyashma and Birkas Amozoin, which is the Raiso, that a Balakari could do. But the brochas of Kriyashma and the brocha Rishayin of Amoitzi, that's the Rabbanon, and that he cannot do. Says the Gemara, Ma'u me'arer brochas. The thing that we said in the Mishnah, the Balakari can only say brochas with hero, with thought, but not to verbalize it. It's only the brochas, not Shema. Says the Gemara, Masniso b'mokoyim shein mayim. Our Mishnah is talking about in a case, there's no water. And that's why he's going to say Kriya Shema Behiru. Ukir Amer, that's like he does Amer, Tatani, Balkari, Shein Lomayim. A Balkari that has no water, Litvol, to go to the mikvah. Hareze Koyre et Shema. He should say Shema. Ve'einu Mashmiya Le'oiznoi. He doesn't have to hear it, he can say it quietly. Ve'einu Mevorech Lo'lefaneo Ve'lo'lecharea Divir Abimir. So Brocha Yishenadu. Shema you can do quietly because Ramir holds that you don't have to hear you yourself when you say Shema. He should say Shema. He should hear himself. So Rabbanon is like a Yehuda in the Mishnah that holds the Balakari could do brachas. Says the Gemara Tani Balakari choile. Balakari who's sick. Shenofnu olof tishas kabi maim. 9 kav of water fell on him. In the same way, tar shenofnu al roishori vel ruboy. Shloishes lugi maim shuvim. Or a tar. There's 3 lugim of maim that are shov, that it's not rainwater that he got from a river, but that he drew it and put it on himself. The Vilna Goyen takes out the last sentence regarding tar, because right now we're focusing on Balakari, and that's the sugya. So in this case, that a Balakari got water, tir latzmo, he is tar for himself, that he can learn Torah for himself. Aval einu moitzi sarabi midei chavosam. He cannot teach others. Until he goes into a full-fledged mikvah. Says the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arboim Seo Mikol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda says he needs 40 Seo, but Mikol Makom, so the first one, the Daf here, bring the Bavli that say, 2 explanations, either it means even Maim Shehuvim, meaning he could go into a swimming pool, that's good enough, or even he could go into a Kli, it could be in a bath, which is not on the ground, that's also good enough for a Balakari. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho, Rabbi Yosef b'Shem Yeshua ben Levi, ain't Keri ela mitashri shamito. A Baal Keri is only one who actually had tashri shamito, intercourse. But if it was other ways of Keri, that will not make him tummy. Rav Chuno Omar afilu ro'es atzmoi niyos macholim. Even if he did not do tashri shamito, but he dreamed, and he caused Keri because of a dream. Says the Gemara, v'bay neymar u'bilvad mi'isho. He needs to have in his dream also a dream of Tashri Shemitah, being with Aisha, not any other dream. Rav Yoni and Rav Yosef are very namrim. They both said, "Va'afilu midover acher." Even if he has any other type of dream that causes him to see Keri, that also causes him to be tummy. Tamo Tanino says, "Dear Yom Kippurim, also be'achilo v'shtiyo, not only eating and drinking Yom Kippur, or be'achitzo v'sicho, you can't bathe, you can't put on yourself oil." Ubin Hilas a sandal putting in shoes, Ubin Tashri Shemitah, Tashri Shemitah is also Yom Kippur. V'tanya lo, Baal Kerion, someone who has Keri, Toivlin Kedarkon, Bitsino, Bi Yom Kippurim. They do go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. This is a sheet of the holes, you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. V'lei Sado, plea go to Shub and Levi, this is not arguing with Shub and Levi. There was Shub and Levi, Oma and Keri, Elo, Tashri Shemitah. Shub and Levi says Keri can be only Tashri Shemitah. There's no Tashri Shemitah in Yom Kippur. So how could it be a Baal Keri? Answers the Gemara, we're talking about someone did have Tashrish, before Yom Kippur, and he forgot to go to the mikveh before Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, how can that be? V'atani ma'ase b'Rabbi Yosef ben Chalavto, sheru oiso toivil betzino b'yom Kippurim. They saw him going to the mikveh betzino on Yom Kippur. Islach meimal oiso aguf hakadosh b'shachach. Can you say that Rabbi Yosef ben Chalavto forgot to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur? Obviously, he's going to on Yom Kippur because he saw carry on Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, there's no Tashrei Shemitah. So you see from here that a tumas carry is not only for Tashrei Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Ma'av Yaakov ba'avun kol atrum litkinus atzvila azois el shiloi Yisrael ketanegoyim halolu. The reason why they did the tefillah of Baal Keri is that Am Yisrael should not be like chicken, like roosters. Mishamash mitosoi ve'oile ve'yorid v'oichel. He has Tashrei and then he goes to eat. They wanted people that after Tashrei should go to the mikveh. Should be some separation between the Tashrish and the food. And says the Charedim in Mele, there's no difference between having Tashrish and not having Tashrish. It's not a reason of Tumo, it's a reason of Precious. Says the Gemara of Chanino Ave Ovar al Tare Dimusim. He was going in front of the gates, in front of the doors of the mikveh, Bekritzoso, when it was very early in the morning. And the Talmidim were standing outside waiting for the mikveh to open up, and they weren't learning. For why the people that have to go to the mikveh are here right now? They should go to learn. Well, you can't go to the mikveh, you go learn. Yezul v'yetrun, go learn. But who did tzafer when it came in the morning? Someone has work to do, meaning someone has to go to the mikveh, should go now. Meaning, Gemara is teaching us, if a person is not able to go to the mikveh, he should learn without going to the mikveh, and should not waste his time waiting for the mikveh to open. Says the Gemara, ma'u le'aru v'beis akise. Can a person be in beis akise and think and learning? Chizki Omar Mutar, Rabbi Yosi Omar Asur. Achleikis, can you do it or not? Omar Zeiro calls Sovar Koshe De'Avili. Says Rabbi Zeiro, any hard Svara that I had to figure out, Tamun Savirte, I thought it over there in Beis HaKisek. Omar Ablozo Rabbi Shimon Kolo Svaro Kasher the Tvul Yoim. The very difficult Svara is a Perik Tvul Yoim in Shas, Tamun Savirte. That's why I thought about the Svaras. In the days of Shub and Levi, they wanted to uproot this tefillah to say that Baal Keri does not have to go to the mikveh. Because the wives of the Golil, meaning the woman in the Golil, they became akoros, didn't have children, because of the cold. So the simple understanding that the Mefarshim say is the husband did not want to go to the mikveh. So, and therefore they didn't have tashmish, so not to have carry. So the woman became akaris, they had no children. So they wanted to uproot this takana. Olam shuv and Levi, dorashu goydiris yisrol min ha'aveiro. Atem yivakshim la'akor yosoy. This thing makes people not to do aveiros, prevents Am Yisrael from doing aveiros. You cannot take it away. Why it prevents Am Yisrael doing aveiros? So the Gemara explains. Ma'u goydir yisrol min ha'aveiro. Ma'i said there was a story b'shoymer kromim echod, a guard of a vineyard, Sheboli Zokek im Eishes Ish. He was about to do an aveir with Eishes Ish. Ache maskin lehem mokoim, eichon en toivlim. Meaning they were looking for a mikvah. They didn't care so much about doing this big aveir, but a mikvah they were very careful for. So they were looking for the mikvahs, and while they're looking for a mikvah, ovru oivrim v'ashovim ubot lo aveiro. People start passing by, they felt uncomfortable, they didn't do the aveir. More brings another story. Maise be'echot Sheboli Zokek im Shifchoso Sherebi. So a person came to have tashrish with a shifcha, of Rebbe. Omer loy im ein gvirti toiveles, eini toiveles. Meaning, because my master goes to the mikveh, so I go to the mikveh. She wanted to go to the mikveh, I wouldn't have gone. But she's going, I have to go to the mikveh too, so I cannot have tashrish without going to the mikveh. And here is clear, like the Mara Puldo, that takona going to the mikveh is not only for the men, so the women as well. So that's why here the woman wanted to go to the mikveh, and that's the mashmos of the previous story as well. Oh my Lord, so this person wanted to come have tashrish with her. Told her, aren't you like your animal that doesn't need to go to the mikvah? Oh my Lord, if you're right, didn't you hear? Someone has tashrish with an animal, get skila. Says the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Shenemar kol shoychev im behimo mois yumos. Any person who has a mishkav with a behimo, he's going to die. So if I'm not a behimo, I want to go to the mikvah. And if I have a behemo, how do you have tashrish with me? And this prevented the aveira from happening. So the Mora says, that's what Shul Belevi said, that they should not take away the mitzvah, the minhag of tefillah, because the tefillah causes people not to do aveiros. And with this, we conclude the Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Lamed Ches.